Chapter 1. Daily Walking with God. The question of whether God is far, far away from us, or whether he is so close that we can feel his touch, is one that is centuries old and has stirred many emotions during human existence. The practice of life has certainly proven that for one person, God is infinitely far away, as in a distant future, while for another person, God is so close that he feels like a child in God's house. No matter how divergent these two ways of experiencing God may be, in fact, they give both types of people the same perspective and the same result. We shall try to approach this urgent question as closely as possible. What could be meant by the expression, walking with God? As the human being is equipped with a respiratory system, we could immediately conclude that every human being without exception partakes of God's love, God's light, and God's power, even though he may not be aware of this. You probably know that mystics know for a fact that during inhaling, it is not only oxygen that comes in, but that also spiritual and etheric forces enter the human system. In addition, improbable as it may seem, a person can spread God's power, God's light, and God's love again through his exhalation. If a person were able to allow the inhaled divine forces to be properly active via his bloodstream, then thinking focused on love, a purified will, and just actions would emanate from him. And as far as inhaling and exhaling are concerned, everyone is equally close to him. The only difference is that everyone spreads him in his own way, according to his state of inner development. Everyone breathes him out in accordance with the nature of his more or less purified blood system. Hence the important words of the Bible, "Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, for that determines his current state of life." God approaches us all, and without any hesitation we take him up into our damaged system. And with our hearts, chilled to a greater or lesser extent, and with our brains, degenerated to a greater or lesser extent, we want to spread God. We want to walk with God, daily, if possible. In the world of mystics, the term walking with God is used a great deal. With his heart, the sensitive mystic seeks the hidden communion with divine forces. With his eye, he experiences his fellowship with God, which gives rise to the thought that there is a harmonious link between him and his Creator, and so he tries to accomplish that link in this way. When we as thinking people focus on this, it turns out that such daily walking with God is impossible and at best can only be a daily reflection about God. This subject concerns everyone, both men and women. Women are just as important as men are. In the spiritual school, the important thing is that female pupils, just like the holy women in the holy. Scriptures of all ages acquire understanding of and insight in their enormous power and their priestly calling. This is a work in the service of God's hierarchy, and all who understand the laws of the divine light are called to this. When the New Jerusalem descends from heaven, then know that all who belong to the kingdom of the light have worked for the establishment of the new era. Accordingly, both men and women, in the past as well as the present, are called to this task. The present shows them breaking through and shaking off all inferior limitations, thus enabling them to raise their inner Christ into the unwavering light. Whether you are indeed standing in the light of truth, you can check for yourselves in all your actions by looking at the results of your activities. Do the results create fetters? Or are they liberating? If the effect of your action creates fetters to this nature order, it is the dynamism of your natural desires that is operating. If the results of your activity are liberating, it is the principle of life, the light of Jesus the Christ, that is doing its work in you, and you will be working on a totally new reformation of life. Then you will be entering a totally new structure of life. Then you will be cooperating in the realization of the new soul human being within you. Then you are a fellow builder in the realization of a new heaven-earth. As every activity takes on a concrete form, a new structure can be built up within you by the activity of the element of the free will that is born by the Holy Spirit. It is above all this element of the renewed free will that aims for the realization of a radiant new soul life, and that will take you from there to the all-encompassing wisdom, enabling you to manifest yourself totally in the present. In this way, you will build up the structure of the imperishable soul human being within you in your purified ether field after your old natural state has been broken up completely. In this way, through the activity of the Holy Spirit, the divine man, to whom you have given your body as a temple, will rise up within you, so that he can do his work in you and through you. His work which has no other aim but to link you to God. Because someone who is reborn as to the soul cannot work in a place that still reeks of the waste products of the decadent human being, we hope that it is clear to you why your body must meet the requirements of a renewing life before it can serve as a temple. Once you have declared yourself to be ready, once you realize the radiant soul life, once you penetrate to the divine wisdom, and once you wish to manifest yourself, then he, who has been resurrected in you, will become the mediator. For this divine man in you makes you walk in the light as he is in the light, and he who is in you will increase as you allow the I of yourself to decrease, as you know yourself to be less and less in this world. Then he, the one reborn as to the soul, will be nearer than hands and feet, for he is in you. He will walk before you, and in his footsteps you will follow the resurrected one, the totally renewed one within you. On this basis you will be taken up into his daily fellowship. There will no longer be any mystical, hidden faith, but a strong bond of love between God and the human being, and there can be no separation, because he who was born and resurrected in you and the Father are one. By fulfilling the law of the light in your own life, you will soon be able to walk with God, who is light, love, and power, until the Christian delusion is totally transformed into true Christian experiencing. You will have understood by now that everyone is being activated for this task, which is so comprehensive that words cannot express it. Be aware, the highest place in the spiritual school of the Golden Rosy Cross manifested sevenfold can be occupied by both man and woman, provided they meet the required conditions. May the time soon arrive that everyone will share in this, and that the Dove of Peace, with its new message, will overshadow you with its imperishable light. So be it.